With Donald Trump's standoff with Iran raising fears of a new war, at home, America's transgender troops are pushing back on the president's attack on them serving in the military. They say they would willingly lay down their lives for their commander-in-chief, but are also desperate to meet him to push their case for a rethink of his restrictions. North America correspondent Connor Duffy reports from Colorado Springs.
At the base of the Rocky Mountains, Logan and Layla Island are enjoying a post-work walk after a long day on Air Force and Army bases, respectively. Unlike most of the 100,000 active duty military couples, both are transgender. But Layla Island says they both just want to be treated the same.
We are no different from the next person to your left or your right. We bleed and we cry and we love all the same.
Layla transitioned from man to woman. Logan from woman to man. They couldn't have had more different experiences, showing that the treatment of transgender troops often comes down to the attitude of their immediate commanding officer. Typically, men who transition to women also have a harder route to acceptance. That was Layla Island's experience. She felt unwelcome on deployment in the Army and now serves in an Army hospital.
I just did not feel any pride with putting the uniform on and wanting to be a part of the team anymore, because I just felt so ostracized from the team.
Logan, however, thrived on deployment for the US Air Force in Kandahar, Afghanistan. He's now a staff sergeant at an Air Force base in Colorado Springs. His service was captured by the makers of the documentary Trans Military, and he stands by his comment that he felt more authentic on the battlefield than at home.
I would much rather be here than home.
I felt more at home in Afghanistan at the time because for the first time in my life, I was validated as a male.
Logan and Layla Island have both despaired as they've seen transgender rights go backwards. The couple were once feted at the White House by President Barack Obama. The current President Donald Trump has made it clear transgender troops are only welcome if they are prepared to accept the gender they were assigned at birth. That ban is being challenged in the courts, but many transgender troops have reported discrimination has increased since it was announced. Logan Island has a message for his new commander-in-chief.
I would give my life for you because that is what my oath tells me to do. And I would do that without any sort of thought, you know, any sort of non-thought. But have you actually met a transgender service member? I personally would love to meet the president.
There are about 15,000 transgender troops in the military, making it the biggest employer in the U.S., Those opposed to their service cite the cost of surgery and treatment, as well as decreased lethality. Logan Island says that's rubbish.
We are on the front lines. We are the doctors. We are the pilots. Why would you want to take somebody that is so valuable in the military out?
Other studies have shown the cost of transgender surgery is a tenth of what the armed forces spend on Viagra. This is Connor Duffy in Colorado Springs for AM.